Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So glad you're with us today. I am just recognizing that this is episode 303, which means we have surpassed 300 episodes. Thank you so much to our longtime listeners, our OGs, and to our new members who are showing up to engage in this very interesting and sometimes very heavy material. I know that it's hard to engage sometimes, and it's a deep dive into our interpersonal lives and feelings and trauma. So thank you for everyone who continues to engage on a weekly basis. Today, we are talking about betrayal trauma because it's season 7, and the episode is called When Will the Other Shoe Drop? Yes, I think we know what this is about. This is the fear that, oh my gosh, things are a little too good for a little too long, and I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for another crash. And this is very common. It's very common. And you know I'm here to validate your feelings and your experiences post-betrayal trauma when I can. I'm also here to confront it. When needed as well. But this is just something that when you have experienced, especially a staggered disclosure, where there's this prolonged trickle truth, where it's like, yeah, I guess maybe I did that a few times then, right? So you're starting to hear some things like that when a month earlier it was like, no, never, that never happened. What are you talking about? Why do you keep bringing this stuff up? So it's that back and forth, prolonged state of hyperarousal, always wondering what you're missing, wondering when is the next time I'm going to feel that chemical cocktail of crazy pills that I get fed pretty consistently when my partner's in addiction, right? And so when you have done this for a while, either this is something that you've been doing since you were a child because you had a ton of adverse childhood experiences, and maybe you grew up in a dysfunctional family system or experienced abuse in childhood. So maybe you've been doing this for decades, or maybe this is something that occurred just in this particular relationship. But I'm telling you, for a prolonged period of time, you cannot experience this level of dysfunction that addiction brings and not start to have hypervigilance and not start to expect the cycle. You do. You start tracking the cycle. I can't tell you how many people I work with that literally journal the cycle. They're like, well, it's been 2 weeks and I know now what's going to happen. It's been 2 weeks. So next week, it's going to be another crash and burn and my life will feel like it's over again. And they just do not know how to get off the hamster wheel yet. But what they are doing is starting to track the cycle and understanding that this is a predictable pattern and that their partner is in the throes of addiction. And this is what they can continue to expect if they're going to have a partner in active addiction who's not ready, willing, or able to engage their own recovery. So after this is happening for a while, yeah, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for the next crisis. You're waiting for the next catastrophe. Because if you have a partner in active addiction, chaos is on the menu all the time. You know, it's not until long-term recovery that chaos comes off the menu. And there is hope for that. There is healing for that. There is a recovery process for that, for your partner, and especially for you, because that's in your control. And it's okay if you find yourself today very much stuck, still in the cycle, waiting for the other shoe to drop. We talked in a previous episode about the 6 ways we react to trauma, and one of them is trauma arousal. If you are in trauma arousal for a prolonged period of time, and you're doing safety seeking, and you're looking, and you're trying to find out, and you're tracking, and you're researching, and you're doing all of that in a state of dysregulation where your nervous system is in hyperarousal, you know, you're getting such endorphins and adrenaline and this chemical cocktail, it's really hard to come out of that. It's very scary to come out of that. It is very, very scary to believe that if your partner is either no longer part of your life or if they've engaged in a recovery process, it's hard to accept that, yeah, this cycle might be broken and you can live life one day at a time, expecting good things and relying on what you can control and relying on yourself and trusting yourself that you will take control of the things that you can. You know, this is the process of identifying self, loving self, being grounded and centered in self, knowing and trusting that you will react in a way that chooses you, that chooses your recovery, that chooses your serenity, okay? That is so important, especially in this early recovery process before any type of, you know, reintegration of the couple, right? That comes much later. It is very important that you are grounded in who you are, what your boundaries are, and that you feel safe and secure to set and maintain and readdress and reassert boundaries as needed. Okay, this is where you get your sense of integrity. This is where you can stand on your own 2 feet and lean into any issues as they come. Any problems that you observe, any feelings that you might have, you can start to identify your own needs and express them and see if that person can hold space for that information, right? This is so important. Once this is achieved, you will feel like you get off the hamster wheel. You're not waiting for the other shoe to drop anymore, because if it drops, you're going to be okay. It can drop. It can drop, and you are going to be okay. And that's the promise of recovery. So I just want to thank y'all again for being with us for over 300 freaking episodes. I hope you are enjoying, engaging, loving, and sharing this content to everybody that you know, love, and care about, especially if they have experienced any type of trauma or betrayal trauma, or just want to invest in their mental health journey. So please keep liking, loving, reviewing, and sharing, and don't hesitate to reach out to us at www.lightninginabottle.biz. See you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works, to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.